okay. First things first.
This is the first day of my life.
Just like seeing her for the first time again.
My first.
Alice in Wonderland is with you on Triple J for my first this morning. And Alison, you've thrown us a bit of a curveball. You've chosen your first hostel. So you were in Germany studying at the time. What were you studying?
Yes.
Take us back to you.
I was studying classical cello. That's what I thought I was going to do. I was originally, and for those who don't know, I think quite a few people know this, but I'm originally was training to be a classical cellist, and that's what was my, that's what I thought my profession was going to be. And here I am. Not, I mean, you know, and back then being a kid who, you know, was alone in the world, exploring everything and being an idiot, I really gravitated, and I still do love, like, punk. Mm. So there's a big punk scene in Hamburg. I was studying in Bremen, which is in the north of Germany, and Hamburg is probably like an hour and a half on the train. And so one weekend I heard a ska punk band that I liked called the Voodoo Glow Skulls were playing a small show in this random punk bar in Hamburg. And so I was like, you know what? I'm not going to practice for 8 hours a day this weekend. I'm going to go smoke some weed and go to Hamburg to watch the Voodoo Glow Skulls. I don't have a plan of where I'm going to stay. I don't have really any money. This is going to be awesome. Looking back now, probably a stupid idea. The show that I went to watch was near the Reeperbahn. I'll get to that soon. So I walked along the Reeperbahn and I see a hostel, and I think it was like 20 euro a night. It was so cheap. And I go in there and I get my room, and the rooms literally looks like what I assume a jail cell looks like. And there's no bathroom in the room, but I'm like, you know what, this will do. And I was also, I would say, quite innocent. Like, I think I'd maybe kissed like three people at the time. Like, I was very innocent.
How old were you?
In that way. I was 18.
Okay. So fresh 18. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Boys were not interested. It was not that I didn't want to. It was more that no one wanted to, you know? I was just playing cello in a little room. So it was a little difficult for me to
pick up,
to kind of pick up. And yeah, like, I mean, it's still to this day, I'm pretty awkward at that stuff. I go to the show, everything's cool. I'm in this, staying in this jail cell. I'm like, oh, the Reeperbahn, so cool, like the Tom Waits song. Then I come back home, it's like 2 a.m. and I need to go to the bathroom. And I also notice that night while I'm walking around, it's pretty different looking to what it looked like during the day, this strip. Anyway, so there's like no bathroom, and I'm in my little hostel room, and I walk out to the shared bathroom, and there was an orgy going on in the bathroom. And I'd like never seen anything like this, because I was like, when I say I, and this wasn't on purpose that I was this sheltered. It's just that like no one wanted to kiss me at the time.
So at this point, you haven't even gotten laid yourself, and you are...
I was a virgin.
You are walking into a shared bathroom where people are having a full-blown orgy.
Oh, yeah. It was like men on men, women on women. It was like every type of sexuality. And it was like all the sexual education my eyes needed to see happened in about 1 second of eyesight. And I didn't know what to do. So I like had to politely... walk around this, and like, I don't know where to look, but I was also looking, because why, if you don't look, you're weird. If you do look, that's normal.
You can't
so
ignore
I was looking,
it.
I was like, you can't. I mean, I'm here. They're clearly like not caring if anyone looks. So I'm like, oh my God, that goes there. And that's where your legs howl. You know, it was just like a sea of bodies. And I just go in and I pee and I casually walk back out and go to my room. And then I realized later.
You're like, sorry, guys, can I just wash my hands? Can I just get in here?
I was like, I don't know. Can you make sure you guys are being said? And anyway, so like I realized later the Reeperbahn is the red light district of Hamburg. That is my first hostel experience, but like nothing phases me. I'm like, okay, do you.
My gosh. So tell me, if we played out Tom Waits' Reeperbahn right now, do you think that is where your mind would go?
Yes. Every time I hear it, I think about myself walking to pee and seeing a giant puddle of human bodies all connected.
Let's do it right here. Alice in Wonderland joins you for my first on Triple J. Strap yourself in for this one. This is Tom Waits, Reaper Barn.
How little Hans was always strange, wearing women's underthings. His father beat him, but he wouldn't change. Ran off with a man one day. Now his lingerie is all the rage, in the black on every page. And his father proudly calls his name Downer in the Reaper Barn.
Okay. First things first.
This is the first day of my life.
First time.
Just like seeing her for the first time again.
My first.